How tough is that, though, to know that you're out there competing, playing hard, you got the coaches watching the whole team, and you know you want to go hard, the guys on defense want to go hard, but to do whatever you can to avoid injury, how difficult is that to balance that?
You just got to go out there and play and don't even think about it, you know. I feel like when I used to play, I used to go out and think about it, and that's when I got hurt. So now I just go out and play and don't even think about it. So now, you know, I've been injury-free.
What kind of challenges has Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie presented to you, covering you?
He's good. He's real good. You know, he probably one of the best I saw that can recover if he get beat, like, so because his hip's so fast. And, you know, he's good if he's just – he's, like, one of the best besides Champ, of course. But he real good. So every day it's a battle because I got Champ on one side, then I got him on the other side. So I'm thinking of every time I come to the line what I got to do to beat these guys.
Coming out of Tennessee State, he was very fast. Do you think he's got some of his confidence back now here with Denver?
I think so. He's still fast, but you know, I think so. You know, he's been out here doing well. He's been out here doing great, but I can't say much.
And what about his height, though? He's also the tallest corner.
He's long, man. No, yeah, he's real long and cover very well. So you got to be on your P's and Q's when you're going against him. You got to body him up sometimes. You got to be in the right position because, you know, he's fast, long, and got great feet.
Two-minute drill where there was like one play left. Did you think Julius Thomas had that?
I did think so, man. You know, I saw his hands on it. I thought it was going to bring it down, and I guess one of the guys on defense made a play on it.
And then the second team, Greg Orton catches the touchdown. Was it good to see?
Oh, it was great. It was great. See, somebody on the offensive side score out of the two groups.
You know, lots of talk made about your size and how you're one of the bigger receivers, but this is the first time we're really getting to see Julius Thomas out there working with the ones. What's it like seeing a guy that big and that moves that well out there?
You know, I'm proud for him, you know, because he came in when he first started. You know, everybody thought he was going to be a great player, and he got injured. You know, it was ups and downs. But now, you know, I knew he was going to be good because, you know, he was a basketball player. Most of the basketball players that play football can play. And, you know, see him out here doing the things he's doing, you know, it's amazing because I knew he had it. And, you know, I just feel like he can help us out, and it's just going to get better and better once he keep practicing his stuff with Peyton and everybody else.
He says he treats every day like a Sunday because he didn't get a chance to get out there those last couple of days. Do you sense that when you're around him, he's trying to make as much as he can out of every?
I feel like every time he's on the field, you know, he go hard and, you know, he try to make it play like, I'm pretty sure, like everybody else doing. But every time he's out there, he's going balls to the wall.
How do you like this faster offense, fast pace? I mean, you guys are moving fast out there.
You know, it's just something we doing, and got no problem with it. Whatever help us to win. You know, if we go fast, go slow, whatever going to help us to win.
Are you paying even more attention to your conditioning? Thinking you have to be in
better
shape?
Oh, yeah, of course. That's the main focus right now for me is conditioning.
Are you representing for the Rockies on Purple Monday here today?
I had no idea it was Purple Monday. I had no idea. Just throwing the shirt on.